In a news update for June the 18th, 2022, on this Saturday morning edition, part four, continuing on with the war room, then we're going to head into hour one of the Alex Jones Show. And of course, you know, we're airing on XM Radio across FM stations, more being added each week. Thank the Lord because of the syndication. It's wonderful. But I don't get any of that money. Lost two sponsors back in May, and I'm short $1,600. So what we've been trying to do here is trying to get people to help us to give or donate money to that to meet that goal of $1,600. And break it down, it comes to the month of May at $800. We didn't get no donations, even though we were asking even before this happened. Because we always need some support from the people as well. And I've been trying to get that, but we never got any. And then this happened in May, and there was no reason why, which is really weird. I'm thinking it's because I'm a Christian, and they weren't a Christian sponsor. I think they were bought out by a leftist organization, like a lot of these companies are. Not all of them, but a lot of them are. And I try to go with real Christian companies, because I know they won't break away if the pressure gets turned up. But the ones that are compromised have been sold out or re-signed, like a lot of them are happening because they're going out of business and being sold and so forth. I think that's what happened, and so they just dropped me and didn't give me no email or any reason as to why. So that's why we need this desperate attempt. That's why we need this desperate attempt to raise this money by the end of June, because this is so crucial, folks. You know, we've been trying to do this because we really need the money, you know, because it will help keep this program on the air on XM and help keep the ministry afloat, and it will help keep this radio program afloat across all the social media platforms and all. So I don't want to go dark there because it costs for bandwidth, electricity. The internet service has gone up about $200 since last year. Like everything else that's going up, I know we all are feeling the crunch, but I know those of you all who have less money can't do this. Those who allocated all their money don't have no way out. You know, even if you sent a couple dollars, that would be better than nothing. And if a lot of people do this, I mean, $1,600 sounds like a lot of money, and it is a lot of bread or cabbage. But when you break it down, look at all you get. You get the InfoWars program, uncensored. You get the War Room, you get the David Knight Show, you get Dabu 7 Live, Underground World News, uncensored over the air and across the internet. I mean, nobody's doing this stuff except me. Or you can go to their websites and see it on DLive, or you can go to band.video and watch it, you know, but this way you can have the option to watch it and hear it on XM, or you can hear it across the podcast platforms. That's what you're supporting. You know, and then I do my own original content. I did a nice show just on Facebook Live. I might air it on here, too, as an extra exclusive news thing. I should have done that. I did it yesterday. So I might air that yesterday's show on this program so it can go on XM Radio because it was really good. And I gave some key, I laid out some key predictions as to what is happening to the church and other things. And it starts off by, you know, wishing my best friend in the whole wide world, Beth Ann Shields, a happy graduation. You know, she told me she was going to, when she graduated from school, she would actually move down here and, you know, we would get married and she would live with me. Evidently, that didn't happen because I think her parents have been forcing her hand to not do this. And another thing has come to me, I think she's gone into materialism, and you know, she was always old-fashioned, but I think she's changed her plea because a lot of girls now are into materials and they want somebody with a lot of money. It's like her mom likes people with a lot of money. I mean their father Charlie didn't have a lot of money, but Sean married him, you know. But you know, so I don't know why Beth Ann can't be with me. I don't have a lot of money, but I can take care of her and I will provide for her because I really truly do love her more than anything. But the thing is, I don't hear anything. She's not calling me. You know, she hasn't said she doesn't want to have anything to do with me or anything. It's just rude. It's just not mature, and I just say it on the air. Because it's the truth. This stuff should not be happening. I mean, she should tell me once. She should have the balls or the spine to tell me either she wants to be with me or either she's lost interest and she's got her interest somewhere else. You know, but she won't even talk to me. It's like, I'm a villain. I never done anything to that girl that was bad or sexual to her. You know, her parents are always accusing me of stuff, especially her mother. But I never did that to her at all. But there are other people that put their hands on her, you know. And, you know, a family member had put their hands on her too in an inappropriate way. And also, you know, the next door neighbor who exposed her to a true predator, and he put his hands on her in ways that were inappropriate too. And that's, you know, I had nothing to do with that. So I don't know why she would be mad at me, because I didn't do those things to her, and I was never going to do those things to her, because I ain't that kind of person, even though I was accused of that. But anyway, I don't understand what, and she even knows that, she even told me that, that I'm a nice guy, and that, you know, if I was one of those kinds of person, she wouldn't be coming down here to sneak down here to see me. And that's what she told me the last time I saw her, when we talked for about almost 90 minutes or 45 minutes at least. And we talked about a lot of stuff for 45 minutes. And it was good to see her. And then I saw her other times after that. And then when the pandemic started, I didn't hear a call. I didn't see her. I didn't see her anymore after that, when the pandemic, when everything locked down for COVID, you know, the plandemic, the scamdemic. And now, you know, she don't want to have nothing to do with me. So, you know, I think her mind is either changed because of her mom and dad. I think they're really behind it, because they both said they don't want me and her together. And I think they have all to do with it, if not most to do with it. So anyway, until I hear from her and hear her talk to me freely, I don't know the story. So I'm just going to say her mom and dad are mostly to blame, because they made that clear to me, voicing it, both of them did, that they don't want us to be together. So, you know, anyway, let's get to the news. But if you want to help me out with, in spite of that, you know, she's too young anyway, you know. Maybe they're right, you know. I don't need to be with somebody like that when they don't have the sense or maturity to call me either way to let me know what's going on. And they don't have the sense to get up with me. I don't need to be with somebody like that. You know, if she wants to be with somebody and she wants to become this high maintenance chick, then she needs to find a rich man. Because if that's all she's into, then she's going to get a phony man. And that's what most of these rich girls get, is a phony boy, a phony guy. Because they just want her for sex, and they just want to abuse them and use them. And that's mostly what those kind of people do. So if that's what she's into, then, you know, I would not do that to her. But because I love everything about her, you know. But the thing is, and I really do, and it's sad because she can't have the gall to talk to me. And I think her parents are behind that. That's why I say that, because she should have said something to me when she got 18, and she has not said anything. So that shows you she's not mature, and she has the same issues like her mother has. They're mental in nature, and she doesn't want to have nothing to do with me. Until I'm proven wrong, then I'm going to stick with that prognosis, because it seems a lot like her mother. And it seems like her mother's probably still handling this stuff behind the scenes still, even though she's old enough to be able to handle her own affairs herself. It seems like she doesn't want to stand up to her mom and dad, evidently. So, you know, I kind of feared that, but I was hoping that, you know, that Beth Ann would be different. Some girls are real mature, and she seemed to pass all along until recently. So, I don't think she's all that mature like I thought she was, so. Maybe she's right. Maybe she should go for that rich guy. You know, because that's what she's into, all that rich stuff and fancy stuff. Because she's into materialism, you know. That's not what it's all about in a relationship, but a lot of these girls get around all these people that have a lot more stuff, and then they all sometimes change their mind and end up wanting to be like that too. And end up losing the guy that would have treated her right, like me, and end up going with somebody that goes out and cheats on them and has an affair with them and has sex behind their back. And that's the kind of guy probably Beth Ann will kind of marry, because, you know, her family has a little bit of that kind of wild side in it too. So, you know, it's possible that could happen in her marriage, you know, if she goes on and does what she's doing, because of what I've known from what I've talked to, when I learned about her family when just talking to everybody. And I love her family, but, you know, they're very judgmental, you know, especially her mother. And her father, I think, is the same way. But anyway, he tries to be more or less to get the information, and he funnels it back to her mother, too. And so the mother still finds out anyway. So I don't know why they think he's a nicer guy, because he's still doing he's the same thing. he just doesn't have the gall to stand up and do his part as being a man in the home. He'd rather have a woman doing it when it should be him doing it. And it's not him that's doing it at all. It's the woman doing it, you know, the mother, her mother doing it. And that's what's so wrong about it, because a man should be the leader, should be the head of the household, not the woman. But a lot of people in the West, it's like that, and it's really messed up how that is now. Let's get back. But if you want to help me out with a donation, it's the number you can call is 252-833-9067. And if Beth Ann, you want to call me, yeah, please do so. I'd like to talk to you, because this is how I feel, because I haven't heard nothing from you. So until I hear something, until we can talk, until I hear you talk to me, I have no idea what you're thinking, but this is what I think is going on. And I just don't want to see you get hurt, ended up with a man that's not going to really love you, and they're just going to use you. I'd rather you be with me, because I really do love you, even though I'm a lot older. And I've heard what somebody said, oh, he's an old man, you don't want to be with him. He's old enough to be your father. I've heard that comment, you know, I heard that. And that's true, but, you know, like you said, age is just a number. What happened to that? I want you to think about leaving with that. Anyway, we'll get back to the show. If you want to make a donation, simply head me up. You know, the digits is called 252-833-9067 to make a credit or debit card donation to help in the cause for us to reach our goal of $1,600. Thank you for your support in advance. All right, take care. We'll be back. Yeah, get to hear Precious there live on the air. All right, here we go.
I want to take this call from Charles from Georgia. He has a comment on how to solve the problem in Round Rock ISD. Earlier in the show, we had two of the fathers that had been arrested and thrown in jail for speaking up at a school board meeting, and you had the subservient officers there just following orders, and it was quite sickening. So, Charles, you wanted to weigh in on this?
Hi, Christy, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Hey, I think overall, if you look at life from a 30,000 foot view, not ground level or not from the bug in the carpet view, as big a view as you can, what you notice is that everything about life is about a contest of good and evil. I mean, from the beginning of recorded history to now, with that in mind, nothing new, everybody knows that. I think what happened is the systems that we're in, be it the health system, education, political, entertainment, whatever system that human beings are in, they end up being taken over by individuals that if you don't monitor them, they use that system as a glove, iron glove, a soft fist hit you with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I mean by one individual against another is more balanced. But when you get groups of people in systems like Facebook or Twitter or Google or the NSA, they're still human beings, but they're in this system and a group that has a mass power. And what that process usually does is this create a severe imbalance of power.
Yeah.
So when a group comes, when individuals like the guys at Round Rock, the lawyer and the guy he's representing, and anybody else, I think as human beings, we don't remember to look at the processes we're in from the highest view we can. David Icke is one of the most excellent people in talking about perception. You do not perceive as much of what is real as you can, you cannot make the best decision. Also, another guy Alex has interviewed many times, a couple times, is Mark Passio. And the theme of most of his work is, his site is called What on Earth is Happening. But it has to do with perception and the process of these people in these systems deceiving you so that you don't have the ability to perceive, and then you don't have the ability to respond effectively. So the process of what we call education, from the beginning of recorded history to now, I think what people do, they understand that if you want to control people's wealth, take away their freedom, take away their self-control, their sovereignty, you miseducate them, or you uneducate them, or you lie to them, or you deceive them. I often think how interesting it is that one of the first stories in the Bible is one of deception. that this snake or representative of whatever this process was that deceived Adam and Eve, isn't it interesting that it's one of the first stories there out of all the many pages going forward, but it is the one thing that happens every single day of our life, just as much as we breathe in and out every day. So once human beings wrap their minds around the process, the systems will use the imbalance of their power, primarily through deception, and after that through force. Then we get a better understanding on how to approach, be it the Round Rock, the Drag Queen, the Drag Story Hour, and any financial problems we have, sending billions of dollars to Ukraine. Everything is about the vacuum. If human beings allow a vacuum, if the society, general population, allow a vacuum, even science shows you that a vacuum is always going to be filled. So a predator will look at us and see that if we're not occupying the space for good, the only thing that can happen is that they'll occupy for evil. I could go on forever, but that's the process.
So first step is recognizing the father of all lies and his deceptions, and then figuring out how we can strategize to make sure that we're filling those spaces and not allowing them to be taken over for evil.
This is for Alex and staff. We love you. I've been listening for 25 years since Alex was about 23, 24 years old, nearly every day. We need more of the female essence with InfoWars. And I agree with some of the previous callers. Look, men didn't get here by ourselves. We're not sustained by ourselves. There's equal in other words, the other hand, the left hand, the right hand, that we need more females to bring their perspective, their essence, their sensitivity. Christy, your band.video site is excellent.
Thank you. People need
to look at all those videos. I've looked at nearly every one.
Oh, I appreciate your support. Yeah. Don't forget and about me, guys. I'm on that band.video too. Christy TV.
It's so good. It's one of the things that really make Band.video go up about 1,000 notches. Your interviews are excellent. And again, the way you talk to the people as a previous reporter, with your years of experience and your sensitivity, I noticed, whether it be a man or woman,
I'm crying in half those videos.
Well, that's okay. But see, again, I love Alex and Owen and the men there. When I hear men saying, "We love you, Alex," and Alex saying, "We love you back," that is like a love of God. I feel that. I understand what it means. There's nothing weird about a man saying, "I love you," to another man, because these are real men that love life and love. But there again, female essence that has that softer heart approaches it a different way, and men need to hear that. We need to feel that. So we need you all more often. Alex, please put Christy Lee and others on much more often if you can.
All right, guys, cut that. Make an ad. I'm just kidding. Thank you so much for all your kind words. I appreciate that. And I really, really appreciate the support. It has been an uncomfortable transition for me. I'm not going to lie. I've been very open about that. It hasn't come necessarily naturally. But I give God all the credit for the growth, any kind of growth that you may or may not see in me. I give that all to God because, So thank you again for that phone call. Wanted to kind of switch topics real quick for when we get back to finish off the show. I saw this article from America First Report. It says, if the streets of America are this chaotic now, what will they be like when things really start hitting the fan? So shoplifting has become a pastime. Auto theft, grand larceny, and transit crime are all up more than 50%. Portland decided to decriminalize hard drugs, turning it into an open-air drug market. Open season with those with pro-life views. There's no accountability for those that are doing these violent acts. Even showing up to a Supreme Court justice's home isn't held accountable. 3 dozen attacks on pro-life centers. It goes on and on. And now we have the food crisis coming into play as well. So there is some good news when it comes to election situations. You know, you got a recall of Gascon there in LA. That's coming right up. That is getting closer to finally moving forward. You have another George Soros loss coming, possibly with this pending impeachment of a DA in Philly. This coming after San Francisco's DA, Chesa Boudin, being successfully recalled. You got Elon Musk saying he voted for a Republican for the first time. She's encouraging other Democrats to walk away. You got a GOP rep who voted to impeach Trump that's now been ousted by a massive margin. So there's some good news here, but then you still have these efforts, these father of lies, deception efforts, as was alluded to in the last call. You got the January 6th committee ignoring clear evidence of mass illegal voting. So they have this sham hearing, and it's all based on, you know, what Trump did, and they just completely set aside any of the motivations why people were there that day, why they were angry, is just completely ignored. And there's plenty of evidence coming specifically out of Georgia, the violations of Section 21-2218, clear violations there, and yet these news articles just say no evidence, no evidence. You got GOP election workers that are getting pulled out by officers, you know. So I want to tie this together, why I'm saying all this, after the break.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the last 30 months, we've witnessed the globalists hit humanity and hit humanity.
All right, welcome back to the War Room. I was laying out for you all of this different election information before we went to break. Lots of good news on the front. Lots of every reason to believe that there would be this, like, red tsunami, and we could get some more level-headed people in place. People that are continuing their lies are now not getting elected or being ousted. All good news. But now they only have two different plans of action. They figure out a way to go ahead and cheat again, or they just cause so much unrest that the huge backup plan is that maybe we don't even get election because Biden declares martial law or something. Now, that might seem extreme, but it doesn't seem extreme to me when you have some president that has issued so many executive orders and even said that he will explore executive action if Roe v. Wade decision does get overturned. He'll figure out an executive action he can take to make it so that they can't do it. So it's not so far-reaching that the most authoritarian president will justify taking over or finding a reason not to have the elections. And so I wanted to get into that. So basically, the cheating situation, we showed a video earlier of, you know, GOP people wanting to get involved. They tried to get involved at this TCF center. It's the same center that you saw them putting the whiteboards up, covering the windows, and you didn't, you know, GOP people were just kicked out. So they're not taking it laying down. They're trying to get involved, but now they're being intimidated and being told that at the training, they were told that they had to wear a mask or get out when they are given a spot. An anonymous person said he was the first person in the room, was given a spot at a counting table where he would play a minimum role, while a woman who was several spots behind him in line was placed at a critical location at the table where the authenticity of the ballot were confirmed. So they're still using this tactic, but it's going to be a little bit harder, as there has been information that has come out. There has been laws that have been changed to make this cheating a little bit more difficult. So the first article I had read was, if the streets of America are this chaotic now, what will they be like when things really start hitting the fan? So we still have this pending Roe versus Wade situation. The leak tells us that it will be overturned, and it's sending it back to the states. But if we already are seeing people not being held accountable, breaking the law outside of justices' homes, assassination attempts, think about how bad it's going to be when the ruling does come down. Either outcome is bad. If it does come down and they overturn Roe v. Wade, then there'll be justification for more rioting, and then that compound that with the food supply issue that we are sure to face. Who's to say that we won't be in a massive unrest situation where they could declare martial law, because they're like, wait, we can't cheat now, so we have to have all these backup plans to justify maybe not having an election at all. Like, maybe that seems extreme, but it doesn't seem so extreme to me as I see more and more violence that goes unpunished every single day. Now, the other end of this is that they won't overturn that it will have been much ado about nothing and that they will have caved to the pressure, which is also a bad situation because then we've set a precedent that when they stomp their feet and they make death threats, they can't actually influence what happens. So either situation's bad. My answer is always pray. Because either of these situations is not necessarily a good one. So we gotta let go, we gotta give it to God. We have to trust that there's a plan in this and trust how he's gonna work this all out because I don't know. I don't see a solution either way. But Jackie from Illinois wanted to weigh in on an election related topic. So Jackie, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Jackie. I'm from Illinois. I wanted to let y'all know that there's a nice conservative, great man who's running for governor of Illinois. His name is Darren Bailey, and he actually, you know, fought Pritzker in court. It took us 2 years. There's another, he's having a bus tour, and his website is governor, or it's Bailey for Governor of Illinois. You can search it on Google. He's got all of his bus tour information up there, and we're having an event. We're having a meetup in Kankakee, Illinois. We're going to have a flag waving event and welcome him to his bus stop location.
Awesome. It looks like we pulled up the website. Everyone can see that, Darren Bailey. And we sure do want to make sure that we are supporting those, not the career politicians, but those that will stick up for conservative and foundational constitutional principles.
Yes, definitely.
Well, thank you for letting us know. We have the website up there right now. You guys check it out. If you're in the area, make sure you go and support these people. And we need to see a change when it comes to elections. We need to support these people. I get so frustrated that these same people that have done nothing for us, even if they call themselves Republican or conservative, it's like people just sucker for it. No, start going with the outliers, the people that are actually not corrupted, you know, that haven't been in the game. That's going to be who we need to support, and we need to trust that enough people will do it so we can clean out the swamp, do the job that Trump didn't end up doing, which is drain the swamp. Let's go to Martha in the Pacific Northwest. Martha, you're on the air.
Yes. Thank you very much. See, I'm a first-time caller. I've never called into a radio show before.
I'm honored that you did it with me.
I'm concerned about the midterm elections, and I'm also concerned about the monkeypox virus. And so having all the Biden administration getting all the vaccines for monkeypox, it seems kind of odd to me because it really, it didn't seem, well, from what I was reading and what I was hearing, that monkeypox wasn't all that lethal. But I decided to do my own research.
That's
and
good.
So I came across something that scared the living bejesus out of me. And it is from the National Library of Medicine. And it's the National Center for Biotechnology Information. And they did a study in 2010. And the title of the study is Experimental Infection of Cynomolgus macaques, monkeys, with aerosolized monkeypox virus. So I read it. I'm not a scientist, but it did scare me. I read the abstract. I'm going to read just a little excerpt. It says, monkeypox virus infection in humans results in clinical symptoms very similar to ordinary smallpox. Aerosol is a route of secondary transmission from monkeypox and primary route of smallpox transmission. So what they did in the study, and I'm not going to read this to everybody because you can go and you can read this yourself. Basically in the abstract, it says that they took a separate groups, and they gave them four different aerosolized concentrations of monkeypox. The smallest dose resulted in 70% of the animals to die, and the largest dose resulted in 85% of the animals to die.
Wow.
And that's in
Yeah, we need to be on the alert, Martha, and thank you for your phone call. Just a warning, check out the article that she talked about, and be aware and make sure that you are healthy, because we don't know what they have coming. We know that they were planning this one way or the other, so just make sure that you are as healthy as you can be and vigilant so that we don't fall into their traps. Let's finish out the show with Max in Wisconsin, because he has religious motivation for us. Max. Max? Hello,
can
Max?
Can you hear me now?
Now I can. Okay.
Oh, sorry about that. Phone sucks.
Just got about a minute left, so give us the goods.
Okay. I wonder if you heard the meaning of the word Bible, which is basic
information before leaving Earth.
Yep. And I've died before. I think that's a great thing. You know, and when I died and looking up at the face of God, it's like looking straight up at like stars. And regarding the operation recapturing the rainbow flag or countering trans LGBT stuff, you should look in about how women need to kind of, you know, assert their kind of dominance of heterosexuality stuff and gold poisoning with like wedding rings and jewelry, where hormones are measured in picograms. And gold can be found in, you know, male sperm, which then, you know, the mother's milk is silver. So there's this weird currency exchange also happening that's built into us from God.
Interesting. We'll definitely have to dig into that a little bit more. But I like your point about Bible standing for basic information before leaving Earth. And I'll tell you what, I've probably read the Bible through like 4 or 5 times. I'm reading it through again, and it's amazing. There's things that I was like, I don't remember that.
Top Shows Hour 1 starts right now.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, Anthony Fauci promised you if you got the vaccine, you'd be protected from COVID. You wouldn't get COVID. He said that. Well, now, 4 times injected with the clot shot, he claims, Fauci has COVID. But he seems to be well enough to at least show up for a hearing, a congressional hearing, even though he is remote. And Rand Paul was giving him the what for on why they're trying to force children to take this deadly vaccine. Here's how that went.
Are you aware of any studies that show reduction in hospitalization or death for children who take a booster?
Right now, there's not enough data that has been accumulated, Senator Paul, to indicate that that's the case. I believe that the recommendation that was made was based on the assumption that if you look at the morbidity and mortality of children within each of the age groups, you know, 0 to 5, 5 to 11.
Right. So there are no studies, and Americans should all know this, there are no studies on children showing a reduction in hospitalization or death with taking a booster. The only studies that were permitted, the only studies that were presented, were antibody studies. So they say, if we give you a booster, you make antibodies. Now, a lot of scientists would question whether or not that's proof of efficacy of a vaccine. If I give you 10, or if I give a patient 10 mRNA vaccines and they make protein each time, or they make antibody each time, is that proof that we should give 10 boosters, Dr. Fauci?
No, I think that is somewhat of an absurd exaggeration.
So that is the proof that you use. Your committees use that. That's the only proof you have to tell children to take a booster, is that they make antibodies. So it's not an absurdity. You're already at like 5 boosters for people. You've had, you know, 2 or 3 boosters. It's like, where is the proof? Now, I think there is probably some indication for older folks that have some risk factors. For younger folks, there's not. But here's the other thing. There are some risk factors for the vaccine. So the risk of myocarditis with a second dose for adolescent boys 12 to 24 is about 80 in a million. This is both from the CDC and from the Israeli study. It's also in the VAERS study, remarkably similar for boys, much higher from boys than girls and much higher than the background. The background's about 2 per million. So there is risk, and there are risks, and you're telling everybody in America just blindly go out there because we made antibodies. So it is not an absurd corollary to say if you have 10. In fact, you probably make antibodies if you get 100 boosters. All right? That's not science. That's conjecture, and we should not be making public policy on it.
So, Senator Paul, if I might respond to that, we just heard in his opening statement Ranking Member Burr talk about his staff who went to Israel. And if you look at the data from Israel, the boost, both the third shot boost and the fourth shot boost, was associated with a clear-cut clinical effect, mostly in elderly people, but also as they gathered more data, even in people in the 40s and the 50s. So there is clinical data.
But not in children.
Well,
see, here's the thing is, you're not willing to be honest with the American people. So, for example, 75% of kids have had the disease. Why is the CDC not including this in the data? You can ask the question. You can do laboratory tests to find out who's had it and who hasn't had the disease. What is the incidence of hospitalization and death for children who've been infected with COVID, subsequently going to the hospital or dying? What is the possibility if your kid has had COVID, which is 75% of the country's had COVID, what is the chance that my child's going to the hospital or dying?
If you look at the number of deaths in pediatrics, Senator,
they have gone up since the vaccine. Okay, we're going to have more from Rand Paul and Anthony Fauci coming up later in the transmission. But you know what's really pathetic?
Well, just answer the question.
That we're still talking about COVID like it's some sort of a massive health threat. The only discussion we should be having about COVID is why it was made in a lab and why those that made it aren't in jail right now. That's what we should be asking Fauci. The heart of the resistance to the New World Order, the heart of the resistance to global government and tyranny, and it's right here on the Alex Jones Show at Infowars.com and band.video on this Friday, June 17th, 2022, live transmission. Owen Schroyer still at the desk for Alex today. We may be hearing from Alex before the transmission is complete. We are expecting Alex to be back this weekend. He may be hosting Sunday, but certainly he will be back next week filling his host duties as he has for decades here on the Alex Jones Show. So, one more day of me here. It's an honor and a privilege to be here with you today, and I've got a loaded news desk and about 15 video clips here in front of me. Let's see what we have. We've got some news from the White House. It's not good. Biden is really a complete embarrassment. So badly embarrassing the Democrat Party now that they won't even endorse him for 2024. Of course, when Biden comes out and says, oh, I'm running in 2024, that's just conjecture to continue propping himself up as a legitimate president, which he is not. Like, oh, of course I'm running. I'm so legitimate. 81 million votes. I
yeah. They weren't even.
No. That's ridiculous.
To get those votes.
But no one will endorse him. Big leftist publications are basically urging him not to run. But that's really not even the issue. The issue is the economic devastation. And then what is Joe Biden doing about that? He's signing executive orders to make sure American children are gay. That's what Biden is concerned about today. We need more gay children. And we need to make sure that pedophiles have access to those kids because of diversity. So it's just ridiculous what's coming out of the White House today. But you have CEOs and others that are finally starting to push back publicly against this administration saying, hey, look, no, you caused the inflation. Let's be clear here. This has nothing to do with corporate greed, nothing to do with big oil. And so now you have CEOs and other heads of the companies coming out and saying, look, this is Biden causing this disastrous economy. Don't put this on us. We really, I mean, most of these big, yeah, a lot of people made a lot of money during the fake pandemic, but also a lot of people haven't really recovered. A lot of industries took hits, still reeling from it. And so then Biden comes out and points the finger. Democrats come out and point the finger, say, big corporate greed. Well, they're finally standing up for themselves saying, no. This is Biden economic policy. This is Democrat economic policy, not corporate greed. But he's signing bills, making sure kids are gay. So you've got that going on. So we'll have that news out of the White House. I do have some news regarding more geopolitical developments with Ukraine, and then now Syria back onto the map as an issue. And it looks like China is going to be going into Taiwan. And it looks like that situation may be coming to the fore this summer.
That's not good.
So we'll have some updates on that. A fake news fact checker just had to resign because after the USA Today audited her stories, boy, it's so funny. They give InfoWars all this crap, and I won't go too deep into this rabbit hole, but let's just say we have people constantly questioning our editorial standards, and we have to make these arguments in court. But then the USA Today has a fact checker that had 23 articles that she completely made up, completely fabricated. And then they do a quote-unquote audit of the stories, and it turns out they find out, yes, indeed, all of her sources were fake and her stories were fake. And this was a liberal fact checker who wrote fake stories. I thought the USA Today would have higher standards. They audit the story after they publish it. Well, whatever. I'm not here to criticize whatever editorial standards USA Today has, but fact checker, fake news, it's another one. It's pretty standard now, par for the course. These fact checkers end up being the biggest liars you've ever heard of. Then we've got some developments on the January 6th narrative and legal defense that is ongoing. So we'll have those updates for you today. I cannot get over what the Democrats are trying to do right now, infringing on our Second Amendment. It's total treason. But aside from the treasonous aspect of what they're doing, the, I don't even know what you would call it. I mean, double standard, logical inconsistencies, incongruities. It's impossible for someone to actually believe all the things liberals claim to believe. It is impossible. It has contradictory logic built into it. It cannot exist. So I've got more stories here, what the Democrats are doing to violate your Second Amendment rights. And it's, nothing will stop the next school shooter, by the way. Everything that they're doing and proposing is not going to do a damn thing about stopping a school shooter. But they're still doing that. So we'll have that. We're going to have more from Rand Paul and Anthony Fauci as well.
Going at it.
As some other COVID and vaccine news that I have in front of my desk. We have some other election news. Have you been flying lately? You've probably seen or heard what a miserable experience flying is now. That's just more a sign of where the country is at, falling apart at the seams, total cultural decay, societal decay, civilizational decay, and it can almost all be traced back to big government and liberalism and Democrat policy. Then you had an interesting story. Inmate planned to strangle Ghislaine Maxwell in her sleep at Brooklyn Federal Jail, according to her lawyer. So they wanted to Epstein Maxwell. They tried to Epstein Maxwell. And now the lawyer or the prosecution is trying to figure out who paid the woman or who offered to pay the woman. So that story is developing. Pretty interesting. Kind of just memory hold the whole Epstein thing. You know, the mainstream media, they're all friends with Epstein, and they're all friends with the Clintons and the Democrats that used Epstein to hire sex workers and sex slaves. So ABC News execs and others made sure to never report on the Epstein story, never report on the Maxwell story, because it would hurt the Democrats, it would hurt the Clintons, and it would hurt themselves that we're all using Jeffrey Epstein's sex slaves and his islands for whatever the hell they're into. So they tried to kill Maxwell too. Is anybody really surprised by that?
Nope.
Probably not so much. And then we have other clips here from some of our corrupt politicians like Gavin Newsom and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Oh, guys. Oh my gosh. Folks, what they're doing at the gay drag queen for kids events now is getting so ridiculous where, I mean, we can't even show the videos technically because they're just running around naked in front of children now. And I mean, I can't put that on TV, but they're dancing around naked for the kids, showing them breasts and genitals, but I can't even show it on TV.
Do you fear getting COVID?
I bet. Countdown, the final countdown for common sense and freedom in America, or the final countdown for global corporate government and world tyranny. Something has got to give. Yep. And you're tuned in to this transmission because you know it and you want to be on the winning side of history. Pro-human, pro-freedom, pro-truth. That's what we represent. And sadly, we are dealing with globalists and quote-unquote liberals who are really just radical communists and terrorists and degenerates trying to run our country into the ground. And boy, oh boy, is Joe Biden doing a fantastic job of it. Now, Joe Biden is such an embarrassment and such a letdown even. I don't know what the Democrats were expecting. It's odd, though, because when I go back in time, we covered the Democrat debates. And if you recall at the time, Joe Biden was not winning. Joe Biden did not win a single debate. In fact, he was in the bottom. He was either dead last or in the bottom when they had like the 20-man debate or whatever, that clown show. Joe Biden was either dead last or at the bottom of the heap in all polls when asked who won the Democrat debates. And the funny thing is, the people that were believed to have won the debates are the ones that ended up getting ousted from the debate process and the primaries. Isn't that something? Tulsi Gabbard, even Marianne Williamson was a little popular, but they didn't let those two ladies show up to the next debates. They were a little too popular. So that's just Democrats rigging their primary process as they always do. They rigged it for Biden, just like they rigged it for Hillary. Bernie Sanders sits there and takes it like a cuck. But no, so Biden has been such an embarrassment. Now you have every member, Democrat member of the Senate was asked to endorse Biden for president in 2024. Only five endorsed him. What are there? I think 51 Democrat senators. So five out of 51. So only 10% of the Senate Democrats would endorse Joe Biden in 2024. And of course, House Democrats like AOC and others in the squad would not endorse Biden. And The Atlantic has just published the headline, Biden too old to run in 2024. Well, yeah, he was. It's not even about age per se. It's about he's not there. His brain is broke. He's an old corrupt politician from an era long gone. He's a racist. But, oh, the Democrats forced him into the presidential race and then stole it from Trump. And now we're dealing with it. And now even Democrats are saying, this guy's so bad, I'm not going to endorse him in 2024. And the real question is, why would Biden even come out and say, I'm running in 2024? And the answer is, to cover his own ass. Because he's been such an unmitigated disaster, for him to say, I'm not running again, would just add to the proof of that. So he pretends like he's being has a success story as a president. Oh, I got to run again. Absolutely. No. Biden stares blankly at reporter asking why he hasn't sanctioned Russian oligarch who wired Hunter Biden millions of dollars. Yeah, we all know why. But it's funny because he had one of those old man moments, if you will, where he gets caught off guard by a reporter asking a question and he just loses it. He just kind of like, he's just gone, like he forgets where he's at.
Yeah.
We had a couple of those moments with Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
Where she was like having seizures or something. Remember that with the media there and then on the DNC platform. And so now Biden is experiencing the same thing. It's really sad how Democrats can't see how their party is just recycling the biggest criminals in U.S. political history as their leaders, like Clinton and Biden. But yeah, he gets lost in the press conference and he just stares blankly at reporters because he forgets where he is. And then the same thing we've seen so many times, his little workers there, those females that love telling people what to do, those Karens, the White House Karens, come in. Okay, time to leave. No more questions, gotta go. And they shuffle all the reporters out of there. Biden doesn't have to answer a single question. And they just love it, those Karens, the White House Karens. They just love telling everybody what to do. But Biden asked about the Russian oligarch that gave his family millions of dollars, and he forgot where he was at suddenly. Biden announces sweeping executive order to advance radical LGBTQI+. He actually called it LGBTQL, so he got a little confused. We all are confused, but he wants kids to be gay. He bans conversion therapy, which now includes suggesting that a child should not undergo medical transition. So basically, if your kid, if you have a boy that comes up and is wearing a dress and says, "Mommy, I'm a girl now," I mean, I don't really understand how you even make this an executive order. I mean, what are you proposing? So if the parent refuses to let a 7-year-old have gender reassignment surgery, or if a parent refuses to let a 7-year-old have puberty blockers, or if a parent refuses to let their 7-year-old boy be a girl, is that a crime now? I mean, what is the... It's all just leftist gay activism from the White House in an executive order. That's all it is. Aside from the absolute atrocity that it is, How can a president write an executive order saying, "Parents, you have to teach your kids how to be gay, and if you don't, what?" What, Joe? What if a parent doesn't want to give their kid puberty blockers? What if a parent doesn't want to chop their kid's genitals up? What? Are you going to arrest them? Are you going to have the government take the kids from them? What are you going to do? Because eventually, they're going to have to answer that question. How do you sign executive orders and have a color of law that's a rainbow flag, color of law that says, "Oh, parents that don't want to chop up their kids' genitals are going to be arrested now"? I mean, you know that's where it goes, right? I don't see where else this thing goes. It's not like it stops at this executive order. They're never going to stop. And by the way, we'll come up and we'll play these videos later. Folks, Drag queen story time for kids is like child's play compared to what they do now. I've got videos of drag queens running around with inflatable penises, dildos, that they run up to kids with like a 2-foot penis inflatable. They walk around with like these fake double D breasts that they go literally rub in children's faces. I have the video of this. They flash genitals to children, men showing children their male members. But okay, I guess that's the issue. I guess that's the big issue for Biden. I guess that's the big issue for liberals, is making sure that children are exposed to pedophiles and sexual deviance. I mean, these people should be considered predators and on a watch list, on a neighborhood watch list for what they're doing. So then I have to debate, okay, I've got videos and pictures of grown men at gay pride parade events for kids running around with big inflatable penises that they flash and show children. I've got men dancing with fake breasts that they rub in children's faces. Sick. I've got men dancing for children, showing them their penis and testicles. Sick. But it's gay pride. It's liberal. And Biden signs the executive order saying, "If you don't like it, what, Joe? If you don't show your kids a gay pedophile penis, if you don't show your kids and let them chop up their genitals, what, Joe?"
That's just Susan's new film, too.
defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So while Biden is trying to turn the country into a bunch of homos and pedophiles like he and Barack Obama, I guess, I don't know. I don't know what's motivating that factor, but seems to be the big push now. The economy is totally collapsing. It's not good, folks. And finally, CEOs and people are actually saying, hey, look, you know, you Democrats, you liberals can try to play the blame game here like you've done for years, blaming us, blaming corporate greed. But you know what? We're not taking it anymore. It's you. ExxonMobil fires back at Biden after he accuses oil companies of profiteering in letter. More oil industry heads blast Joe Biden for threats and blame over energy crisis. Following on your campaign promise to end fossil fuel, consider just some of the policy and investment signals being sent to the market about our refining industry. So, again, it's the same issue where, well, liberals are just idiots, but it's the same issue where Joe Biden campaigns and he says, we're going to end fossil fuels. He walks right up to a little girl and grabs her. You may remember it. He did that in the campaign about five or six times. Walks up to little girls and grabs them. Some of them he invites backstage with them afterwards, like it's a, you know, a groupie at a concert or something. Little 5-year-old girls, little 12-year-old girls. And that's Joe Biden. And so he says, we're going to end fossil fuels and we're going to stop drilling. And then he does just that. And then when your gas prices reach record highs, and then when your energy prices skyrocket, he points the finger and blame at everybody else. Even though that's what he did, that's what he promised he'd do. I mean, and only liberals buy this crap. That's what's so frustrating is if
he did it.
We didn't have these brainwashed morons running around believing all this crap, they wouldn't get away with it. But, I mean, they believe it. They actually believe what Joe Biden says. It's I don't know if there's ever been a bigger case of mass psychosis and rebuilding Mozambique province. Yes. You guys planning on anybody taking a trip to Mozambique? Mozambique trip? Anybody? Anybody want to hop on a plane, head on over to Mozambique? You might be able to find some clean water. $14 million a year rebuilding Mozambique province. You know, that'd be nice if we were doing really, really well here and we could afford maybe something like that, but we can't. You think any of this money is going to get stolen, by the way? The administration of the U.S. President Joe Biden announced on Tuesday plans to provide $14 million annually over the next decade to the Mozambique province of Cabo Delgado in an effort to rebuild the region after it was overrun by, Islamic terrorists in recent months? Oh, boy. The state-run Mozambique news agency reported, how much of that money is going to get stolen? What percentage of that cut is for the big guy?
Probably 10%.
14 mil to Mozambique a year for the next 10 years. So that's 140 mil for Mozambique. Let's build Mozambique. You going to be going to Mozambique anytime soon? Want to go play radical jihad in Mozambique? 140 mil promised by the Biden administration to Mozambique. Hey, that's great. More humanitarian aid. The U.S. giving all of its money away to foreign countries. Most of that's probably just going to get stolen because all the countries we give foreign aid to never seem to get better. They actually get worse. Have you noticed that? The countries where we send foreign aid actually get worse after we send them the aid. Just look at Central America. Look at Haiti, and now probably Mozambique. If it's really overrun by radical Islamic terrorists, maybe or maybe it's a CIA front group, where do you think that money is going to go, folks? What do you think is going to happen in Mozambique with that money? I mean, give me a break. Another $100 billion for Ukraine too, you know. You're working five jobs to keep a roof over your head and gas in your car and food on the table. Biden can sign checks to foreign countries at will. Stock market fall has wiped out $3 trillion in retirement savings this year. Thanks, Biden. How's your 401k doing, guys? Yeah. Now, a lot of this is kind of like, it was so good under Trump, that's almost... So really, the reason it's so bad is because it was so good under Trump. With retirement, savings, 401ks, stocks, everybody was going gangbusters under Trump. So now that it's so bad, it looks even worse because it was so good before. The juxtaposition there is pretty incredible. Cost to finance a new car hits a record 6%.